B-Pod Studios.
Bring in Tim McManus for our midweek Eagles report, and it's brought to us by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, more than two decades helping our community. Timmy Mac, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Mike.
You too, Tim. All right, let's get into the many issues, but let's start with the quarterback, because this seems to be the national topic. What has happened to this guy? And I assume you have an answer to this.
I don't think it's like an easy answer, unfortunately, probably for the Eagles. From Carson Wentz's perspective, I mean, he's coming off of arguably the worst performance of his career. You know, the fumbles that he had were unacceptable. Holding onto the ball too long in the wrong moments is something that in year four really shouldn't be there anymore, that he has to eliminate from his game. But there's definitely not a panic inside the NovaCare about the quarterback. I just spoke with somebody who's around him a lot in the locker room, and the word that he used was, you know, unflappable, that he has not been moved in any kind of negative way by what happened on the field against Seattle or in the last 2 weeks against the Seahawks and the Patriots, that he's still very much in a good headspace. And I think that the perspective that the locker room has, which is probably the right one, is that there was a lot of stuff that was going wrong around him with the offensive line, their top two players gone in that game, from not having any of your starting wide receivers to throw to, coupled with going up against a pretty good team, I think served as a recipe to help influence that performance as well. And so while it's understandable that people are concerned about this quarterback, I think internally it's more so, you know, we just have to get, collectively need to get things cleaned up.
All right. Now, you look at him and there's a hundred things you can have a theory on what's wrong. He seems stiff. He seems unconfident in a pocket. A lot of that has to be influenced by what you just said, the lack of personnel that's helping him out. But let's take it a step further. The coaching staff really should be realizing this and maybe making it easier on him with a game plan.
You know, I think that you're hitting on something correctly. And a couple thoughts that I have. I mean, one, I think that part of the issue is that you have a quarterback that likes to air it out, right? He grew up idolizing Brett Favre. He likes to make those big chunk splash plays. And yet he has a wide receiving core that is kind of limiting his ability to do so. And what the coaching staff wants him to do is be more of a game manager at this point. You know, you keep hearing, take what the defense gives you. Which ultimately is like some underneath routes that the scheme is kind of, springing open. And so honestly, that's the way that Wentz ideally would be playing. That's also that's not his strength. So I think that there needs to be kind of a, an agreement on both sides. I think they both need to move off their mark a little bit. I think that the coaches need to do a better job of getting him out in space, allowing him to create, giving him some shot opportunities. And then I think it becomes incumbent upon Wentz to move a little bit too, in terms of, you know, these coaches know what they're doing. This system has been proven, and he's got to give a little bit on his end and play within, you know, the confines of it more. So I do feel like there has to be give on both sides. Coaches need to come a little bit more to Wentz, and Wentz needs to come a little bit closer to the coach.
Tim, there were a lot of info this week that published about his wide receivers and patterns being in the wrong spots and all this thing, and this is obviously influencing him. But I that doesn't get me past the missing of open throws and difference between what I call Gumby arm versus 2x4 arm. And when you're stiff, you don't make that throw. If you're Gumby arm, you can adapt to whether a guy's in the wrong spot or not. So, like, does that play into it at all for you?
Yeah, I think what the coaches were hitting on, which I think is part of the answer, is where his feet are, in those kind of moments, like the throw to Miles Sanders, or when he's missing Zach Ertz wide open across the middle in those first two series. Those are really the missed throws that really stand out from that performance. And in both of those instances, the feet weren't set. Or in the right position. Some of that is because, you know, you have Andre Dillard, getting blown up, in his first start on the right side. And all of a sudden you don't have a clean pocket, or, you know, maybe Wentz's eyes didn't get as quickly to Sanders as they should have, and his feet didn't get set in position, properly. And so there's like mechanical things that are happening here too. So those are issues that Wentz absolutely needs to get better at, and you can't excuse away by the personnel surrounding him. I mean, there is a line to be drawn here about putting it in proper context where he wasn't in ideal conditions and where this is a quarterback making $100 million in his fourth year with MVP potential who is making these kind of ordinary mistakes. And so those are things that he needs to clean up and quickly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, and that leads to the bigger issue, and of course Michael Vick had a comment on it. A lot of people have had a comment on it, that the notion of Philadelphia being a quarterback in as big a market as Philadelphia, with the specter of Nick Foles hanging over your head, that he is going to be defeated here, that he can't overcome that, he doesn't have what it takes to overcome that. Your theory on that?
I don't agree with it. It's time will ultimately tell. I think that Vic is hitting on something that's real. It is not an ideal circumstance to be under for a quarterback who looked like he was on the rise and it was clear cut, and then he gets hurt, and then your backup delivers the city's first ever Lombardi Trophy, and then follows that up by kind of resuscitating the offense in the second year. And almost does the same thing. And now he's placed into a kind of self-pressure, a perfectionist who now has the added burden of kind of shaking loose those ghosts. I mean, I think that stuff's real. I think that the pressure that comes with playing in the city, coupled with circumstance, makes it difficult. And I think that Vic is right about that. But suggesting that Wentz is going to crumble, or that, you know, the character kind of questions about this guy are going to influence that, to me, doesn't jive. I think that I don't find that with Wentz. I don't think that he's an unlikable character. I don't think that he's overly abrasive. I think that he's generally accepted. And I also think that he's very strong-minded, and with a high degree of confidence. And those are some of the things that you need to carry yourself through what can be a tough market to play in and a tough circumstance in which to operate in. And I thought that his answer today was pretty telling. You know, he's always saying that he feels like he's like-minded with the city of Philadelphia. And he answered it today, like, I understand why they're frustrated. Like, I'm frustrated right alongside of them. He doesn't seem to be moved off of his mark by it. I think that he totally gets the way that this city is wired, which should serve him well. So is he in, like, a tough circumstance? Yeah, I would say that's right. But I also feel like that Wentz, despite, this is an easy time to punch him in the gut, right? And this is an easy time to take shots at Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
But I think that he's equipped to bounce back. I do.
All right. Couple quick things. The Alshon matter, which has circulated by a lot of people, heard it. Was he cleared last week, and did he refuse to play? What's your information on that?
Well, I mean, I don't know for certain that he was cleared. We know that that there was a report that he was expected to play, and then at the last second that changed, which can tell you that the team was thinking that he was going to play in this game. And in fact, all you have to do is go to Doug Peterson's press conference where he said that he's trending in the right direction. Sometimes you just have to play banged up. Okay, so let's take the leap and use that evidence to suggest that he was cleared. That doesn't mean that he's dogging it, right? So There's like three different factors need to come in, like the coaches, the medical staff, and the player. You all have to be on the same page to say I'm playing. The player knows better than anybody. So if the player doesn't feel like he was healthy enough to contribute in a positive way, or thought he was going to hurt himself more, that could be a situation where he decides to not greenlight himself. So while it's possible that he was cleared medically, I think that it's another leap altogether to suggest that there was something nefarious going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd need some really substantive reporting in that respect to suggest that. But what we've seen out of Jeffrey over the last couple seasons that he's been in Philadelphia, he played through the torn rotator cuff in 2017, helped him to a Super Bowl. played through broken ribs in 2018. So this isn't a guy that has a history of sitting it out. So that's kind of where my mind is with that situation.
All right, fair enough. Now, will he and Aguilar play this weekend?
Yes,
Both of them will play. And how about Brooks and Johnson?
Yeah, Brooks, just saw him in the locker room. He seems like he's in a good place. Now, we know with anxiety it comes on unexpectedly, but the plan is for him to play. And then Lane Johnson, I was just walking here to do my phone interview with you, and Lane Johnson was walking the other direction, and he gave me a thumbs up and said, good to go.
All right. Jordan Howard's the last guy, I guess.
Jordan Howard, I have the mindset like he's not playing, and we'll be maybe a little bit surprised if he does. He just hasn't been cleared for contact yet. Mm-hmm. It's been this ongoing thing with a nerve issue. You just don't know when the strength is going to return, and it hasn't yet. So unless something turns around in the next couple of days, you know, I'm going with the mindset that he's not going
to
play.
So a fuller contingent that should enable them to beat the Miami Dolphins.
Yes. Yeah. I think Wentz doesn't have any excuses in this one. He's got plenty of his weapons back. Should be more than enough to beat a team that's, was purposely tanking. So,
right.
I think they should win this game by double digits.
Sounds good. Timmy, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.